to be fair here too, there are a lot of really, really good, it's not just the assessor that makes a decision in this regard or sees it this way. There are a lot of really, really good people that are very, would be what I would consider conservative in nature, that see it, that it's appropriate to go 100% commercial. It is a hard issue. There is muddiness. We've been looking at this for days. I know some of you in here have looked at this for years, and it's not as muddy to you, but it is a difficult decision, and it's a difficult place to be, and I'm not, whatever the board is going to decide, we want to try to come up with some type of middle ground, so to speak, or something. I'm sure it's going to be imperfect, and I'm sure it's not going to be, you know, exactly, you know, as some would like it. Very likely somebody's going to appeal, take it to the state tax commission, and then it might well end up in the courts. Because it is an impactful issue. I mean, this costs you guys thousands of dollars out of your pocket because of this change of classification, along with hundreds, if not 1,000 or more investors in this particular area. And I understand we're just making a decision. You guys have to live with the decision and pay out the thousands and thousands of dollars extra based on a change of a classification.
Don't forget, it affects the community too. It affects other people investing in the community and bringing money to
us. Agreed.
So you have to keep that in mind.
Agreed.
And I don't mean to cast any personal aspersions against the assessor. As the elected official, you're sort of the lightning rod.
Yeah,
And I don't take it personally. Okay. Well, and I'm not holding a grudge. I need this.
I'm with you. I wish they would make it clear, because it would make a lot of our lives a lot easier.
It shouldn't be that hard a decision for the higher-ups to make a flat.
Well, then we get into timeshares, too.
Are you new to government? No, I'm kidding. It shouldn't be difficult.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, then we get into timeshares, and what do you do with those? You get 52 people that own one room, and one person wants to put in a rental pool.
So we are tabling this. It's likely going to be next week before we really make a decision on the classification. But again, we're wanting to hear from everybody. Sorry, we can't make a boom decision on this.
I appreciate you taking
usually
your time.
Do when we're in here.
Consideration.
And I'm going to let you guys go and let one of our others here share
Thank
so we can get through some of this. Thank you, Tom. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Yeah, good to see you.
Making democracy work.
Well, as I said yesterday, you guys weren't here. Unfortunately, we have the usuals that are in here. Democracy, in the words of the great Winston Churchill, democracy is the worst form of government there is.
Except for all the others.
Thank you. Yeah. So. I know. We are a constitutional republic. He had some type of mixed. All right. I'm trying to come up with who's next. What property are you guys? Are you guys just listening in today, or? Do you know what your BOE number is? Okay, what's your address?
2952 Vineyard Parkway,
number 3.
That's 277, page 13.
Dorothy Frederick?
Yep.
All right. Are you Dorothy?
I am.
My grandma's name was Dorothy.
Oh,
I promised my grandmother on her deathbed that I would name my daughter Dorothy if I had a daughter.
Did you?
I haven't had a daughter.
She had a second middle name, and so she did get one. It was a negotiation with my wife. So, yeah.
Well, I go by Dot, so, you know, didn't really stick. But anyway, I'm also here to talk about the classification. So
yeah.
I understand that that's not something we're going to be talking about really much today. So
well,
I'm just here to add
hear
my
what
voice
you have,
to that number. But I really am not going to talk at length about it, because we're going over points that a lot of people have the same points and the same arguments that make it a little bit stronger when you have more voices in it. So I have a lot of the same information that the gentleman here had.
Sure, sure.
Yeah, it is. I have it as residential there, but I'm here to argue it for the future, because it could affect us in the future.
So you are residential right now?
Yes, but I operate a nightly rental, so
okay,
that's why I'm here.
All right.
But really, I am just here to add my voice to it. So
sure. Okay, so you're not asking for any change in the value that
no, it's just the classification. Right,
I think the Vineyards condos, if my understanding is correct, is, I mean, a fair amount of them are nightly rental, right? Mm-hmm. So if there's a change of classification, it just hadn't hit you yet.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
okay. Is it okay then if we'll let you talk about the nightly rental thing, but
that's really, well,
you're about withdrawing an appeal on the class on the value.
On the value, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's, I didn't really have much more to say. I'm just here to help represent that this body of people that is trying to get this classification issue
okay.
sorted.
Okay.
So.
Thank you for coming.
Yeah. Jeremy, are you here on anyone?
My own.
Which one's that?
What BOE number?
Or what's your address? What, you got it?
278 and 288.
288 Schedule Cove and 430 Lakefront Drive. Is this also classification?
This is a classification. I'm not contesting the
278 and 279.
Okay, so Rocking with Rentals, LLC.
Rocking W, baby.
And Wholesale Advantage Homebuyer LLC.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and this is a classification.
Correct.
All right, please share.
I have a few questions before we get started. For the assessor, are you getting pressure from hotel owners to make this classification change?
We can't.
And why don't you address, if you could address the chair, we're trying not to direct
gotcha.
At the
oh,
assessor as much.
Okay.
If you can
are
understand
you,
that.
Thank you.
You could say, is the assessor doing that? I'm just trying to help.
No problem. I will be happy.
We've had plenty
follow the rules.
We've had plenty of temperature in this.
And I don't want any temperature. Yeah. I'm just trying to, I'm going to rapid fire here.
I think you say I'm a rabid dog.
I don't think you are.
But feel free to.
Okay. Are you, as the Board of Equalization, aware of the assessor getting any pressure from hotel owners to instigate this change?
I think hotel owners are just like any other citizen of the county. They're going to make their views known, whether
okay.
she agrees with them or disagrees with them. I'm sure there are people that are putting pressure. I mean,
okay.
there's people on both sides that have tried to contact us.
Okay.
Both sides of the aisle, or of the issue.
Okay, thank you. Are you guys aware of any legal counsel or help that the assessor had before making this decision?
I am not.
Are you aware if she consulted the county attorney in any way, shape, or form, or is she using her own body of knowledge to make a decision?
I mean, consulting the county attorney on various issues is within purview on
it should be
things.
Yeah. I'm just wondering, are you guys aware if she did
know.
Consult any legal counsel in interpreting state statutes?
Well, without getting into the argument, I think whether or not she had or had not, we wouldn't know about that because we wouldn't be told it's confidential. But as far as the state tax commission gives mm-hmm. guidance to the assessor's office, we can call it state tax commission to get what their choice is.
Sure.
We are the independent commission. The assessor takes a position based on what she feels the law or mandate is, and she may, where she got that, you know, I don't know that it's relevant to our deal here. It's just a question of whether or not should this be classified, these properties as commercial or not.
Correct.
And we've been presented, of course, with some great arguments on both sides of the deal, but I'm not sure how it really has to do with what the motivation of the assessor is, unless there's some other problem. I don't know.
There's no other problem. I think you can see the point that I'm trying to make is a decision of this magnitude might have been best made with some counsel on interpreting state statutes rather than using an individual's body of knowledge. And I don't know whether she did or not. I'm not able to address her. So I was just asking if you guys knew if she had or not. So that's it. You don't have to answer that. I'm just curious.
Okay, yeah, go ahead and share.
Okay. So I think it's that important, and because I would get legal counsel on something if I was going to
sure,
make a big
sure.
decision. I think anybody would. Because I have a theater degree, right? You know, so... So are you I don't know what degree the assessor has. I'm sure she's very smart. Are you aware that this exact same thing happened? Everything that you are going through right now and everything that my colleagues are going through and the assessor is going through, are you aware that this happened at Lake of the Ozarks?
We are.
Recently?
We're
and are
aware
you aware of the findings and the decision in that case?
Share with us.
Over 500 individuals came in with the tax classification change from residential to commercial, all vacation rental owners, and the BOE overturned all of them. All of them. Just letting you know that's an actual point in history where it occurred, and you can call Marty, the assessor at Camden County.
Yeah, I've had a conversation with the assessor. The assessor now wasn't the assessor then, so I mean I'm familiar with the situation.
Okay.
And also with the tax commission, and yeah, and so yeah, we are, and you've also provided a case law summary here. It looks like in your materials of various cases.
I didn't get that material.
We're going to get you.
So you are aware that there is a precedent for a Board of Equalization to overturn to residential, and there was not any wild.
We're aware that we can make any decision we want to.
I know.
So, of course.
I'm not telling you can't. I'm just asking if you were aware
that
there was a precedent.
Right.
That's all I'm asking.
Yeah, we know that the board up there, and we don't. The issue up there was a little bit different, but
how was it different?
The issue up there in Europe, you're talking about up in Lake of the Ozarks.
Camden County?
Or Camden County.
How is it different?
I believe that in that case there was not, wasn't there a notice issue up there? I honestly can't remember off the top of my head what those, but he told me that the BOE came in and overturned the entire thing. I haven't seen the tax decision yet. I haven't seen that tax, the tax commission decision, but that's one of the things I'm going to look at. I've been provided it.
I spoke to the assessor at that time, and it was very similar exactly to this. And also on that Mullen versus Silver Creek condo, that is actually a local case. Just wanted to make that clear. And that was a Missouri appellate court that made that decision.
Right.
That was one case of...
That's the one I was just... Yeah, I'm
correct.
Right here.
And that's good case law, and actually I brought that to everyone's attention. That was used in 2018 in Jeff City when we were up fighting the hotel lobby as they were trying to create legislation against vacation rentals. There is a big lobby against vacation rentals by the hotel industry. They've hired lobbyists, and it is a full-on attack, and we have been attacked.
Do you know what the status is up there right now? I mean, where does the legislation sit just by quit?
The great question, and I was up there for 3 years in a row, 2016, 17, and 18, working with state legislators and state senators, for that matter, on legislation that would be fair for both parties. And the Missouri Association of Realtors, they got involved as well. And the first year, there was absolutely no discussion or interviews by vacation rentals owners whatsoever. The hotel lobby had hired lobbyists that were trying to do exactly what we're trying to do here, but they weren't successful. That legislation was stopped. It was voted against. It died in committee. And then the second year, two bills were introduced. One for vacation rentals, one for the hotels. They both died in committee. And the reason why they both died in committee is because the prevailing theory was, and I fought very, very hard for this, is because it's very difficult to create statewide legislation for this issue because St. Louis and Kansas City have such a large voice. And all of the regulations that they need would have been extremely punitive to our tourism markets. Branson, Lake of the Ozarks are the country cousins. 80% of the vacation rentals that exist in our area. So you're asking a state to legislate for something that would strongly and negatively affect our area. And I stood up and I fought for local people here and tourism because it's what needed to happen because nobody's interviewing the little guys, right? And we don't have the money to hire a lobbyist, which is why 400 of us are here today. Because this is a local issue. And we have local control. And I voted and vowed and believe in local control, right? We can vote in and